Let's see. I asked you this yesterday, but I just want to make sure I got it on tape since it ran out the last time. Say if you were refusing to do something in a strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.
Won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this expression? If somebody's asking your advice or your help, might you say something like, I might could do that for you. Does that
mm-hmm.
sound acceptable
to
you?
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Mm-hmm. You might say...
Might could help you.
Okay. All right, change the subject now, talking about wild animals. What about a bird around here that can see in the dark and makes a hooting noise?
That's an owl.
Yeah. Do you know names for different kinds?
Hoot owl and screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I know of.
All right, fine. What about the type of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Yeah. Ever heard people turn that around?
Pecker wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, colored folks mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever any white folks unless they were kidding or,
mm-hmm.
been reading a Mark Twain book or something.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard a person called a pecker wood?
No, I don't think I've heard a person.
Like one person call another person an old pecker wood or something like that?
No, I don't believe so. Now, they're always talking about pecker wood sawmills. If that's a...
What's that?
It's a small sawmill out in the country close to where they're cutting things, usually a one or two man operation. It's just a small portable sawmill. There used to be a lot of them, and they're not too many now. I think it's because I think it's a bunch of hard work in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of a portable sawmill that you'll have one or two people making a living out of. It's not not on a big scale, but that's a peckerwood sawmill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back can smell pretty bad.
Oh, that's a polecat.
Excuse me.
Hello? Yeah, they'll drive you crazy.
Are most divorces messy?
No, most of them they fight over who's going to pay for it. That's what they're... Most of them haven't got a whole lot to fight over. Even they got kids they fight,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we get most of them settled. They folks go a long way towards settling them, you know, before they come in.
Okay, you're telling me about polecat. Any other name for them?
Oh, skunks, yeah. A lot of folks call them polecats around here.
What about animals that are bad about breaking in hen roosts and killing chickens? Do you have one general word that would cover animals like that?
Say a varmint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would that include? What type of animal?
The one that breaking in hen houses would be possums and... I think skunks do, polecats, but I'm not sure about that. But possums are bad about it, and minks are, if they're in, you know, if there are any. I don't know if there'd be any around here now.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Here.
Hello? Is it running?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of something else.
God,
that thing's breaking. Oh, weasels, I think, break in there, too. I think that includes weasels.
Yeah.
And,
Would you consider a fox a varmint?
Yeah, I think so. Excuse me. Hello? That is. Yeah, foxes. I hadn't even thought about fox. But, I tell you, that's about all I believe you ever hear of catching chickens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about different types of squirrels you got around here?
Only types I know of. You got regular gray squirrels and fox squirrels they're the big red ones.
Mm-hmm. The fox squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a little animal around here that looks a little like a squirrel, but it's smaller and doesn't have the big bushy tail and stays on ground most of the time?
Probably the chipmunk. Is that what you're referring to? Chipmunks.
You see those around here?
Oh yeah, bunch of them.
All right. You care anything about fishing?
Oh yeah, I like to go fishing.
What kind of fish, freshwater fish, do you catch around here?